Yeah, Mel Smith and Kim Wilde, and the other bloke was in there briefly. What's his name again? What are you doing? Speak into the thing there.
Hello over there.
There you go, try
hello, that. There I am. Yeah, thanks very much, yeah.
The Gremlins at it again. What's the, what, Griffith Jones, that was
Griffith
it, wasn't
Jones,
it?
Yeah, that's a man, yeah.
Yeah.
The other fella in, alas, Smith and Jones. They were great, in fairness, the two of them. They had a great show.
Brilliant.
Jeepers, a long time since it's been on now. So I'm at that age now, I have to be very careful what I say around people, because it happened yesterday, actually. I have some reference that I think everybody knows, and someone goes, what? I was born in 96. What are you talking about? Yeah. It went off 7 years before you were born. Grant. Okay, grant.
Yeah, now we've established that.
Yeah, I hope you're delighted with yourself making me feel like an ancient pensioner.
Listen, welcome along, folks. Happy hump day and all that. Wednesday, 18th of December. This is it. It's a week away. This day, next week, the big red man will be arriving. Will he have been here? My God, this time next week, yeah, he'd probably been well here in lots of households.
Oh, he'd be come and gone, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great news.
087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, hopefully you're in good form. Loads of people on already. I've a lot of birthdays to get through with PJ, so I don't know if I'll get through everybody. Oh. But listen, thanks a million for all of the shouts and all that sort of stuff. Dan in Cork has been on, sent us a little picture of you on his telly. He just pointed out sign of the big horse top. That was a good thing.
Too cold for a horse top these days. That's a summer top.
And no mention of the award-winning comedian Jim either, says Dan. Well, Dan, I'm used to that. I mean, he goes off and he hangs out with his celebrity mates. He forgets. He forgets about me. I'm used to just, you know, I stay at home. I keep things clean.
She can't get Jim out of the house. Jim won't come down off his unicorn.
Keep this studio, you know, just looking spick and span. No, it's all right, Dan. Dan, don't be worrying about me. I know. We never get a mention, me and Mike. We're the forgotten people, really.
And so it should be.
But anyway. Yeah. Who else do we get? Who's this? That's JP, who's looking forward to... Well, he'll be finishing up very shortly.
Because he's a school man, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So the schools will be finished. When is that? I assume it's Friday, is it? Friday, they'll knock off.
I'd say they went in for a week in November, did they?
Yeah.
And I think that's where they've been off ever since, I think.
Absolutely. Aaron is heading off to Dubai, of course. He said he'll bring us back some sand.
Oh, you jammy old banana.
And look at this. The Wexican's been on to say, morning, chaps. I haven't been able to tune in for the last 2 weeks, but looking forward to listening to you this morning. Also looking forward to my Christmas party on the weekend.
Are you? You're looking forward to it? I didn't think anyone looked forward to them. I think it was just something you just do.
Although I have to say, ours was very good.
I know,
I was surprised.
That's normally a benefit. But you weren't looking forward
to
it.
Not at all, no. I was dreading
it. Nobody does, yeah.
I was dreading it and it turned out to be great. So hopefully the same applies to you, Wexican. And by the way, where have you been for 2 weeks that you couldn't be listening to us?
Yeah, he must have been on holidays as well, was he? Speak up for yourself, yeah. Mr. Wexico.
What's this? I'm not reading that out. That's terrible.
What is it?
I'm not reading that out.
Give me a look at the one.
No, Patrick Bourne, you're not that. You can't be saying that.
PJ really has a face for radio.
No, come
on. Seen him on the telly last night. Do I now? Oh, you're fair. You're not. You do, friends. I said it myself on the show. I have a head like an O'Neill's football.
Well, sure. That's why we're all stuck in this room with very few windows.
Not because of my head.
It's not so we can't see out, so people can't see in. REM, Losing My Religion here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim just after 6:15. And I know I said I can't really get through too many more because we have a few birthdays to do. But I do want to mention that Nipper, right, is having his Christmas dinner today in work.
What do you do, Nipper?
And he says he's been starving himself since last night.
What do you have at Christmas dinner? What sort of a job is it that you have a Christmas dinner in, though, Nipper? You have to let us know. Are you a prison guard or what do you do?
He can't wait till 12 o'clock today. Living the dream, he says. And also, somebody says, hey, can I give a shout out to my mom, who's a huge listener? It's going to be my first Christmas away from my family. You can, certainly. But I tell you just what helps in those situations. Tell us who she is, will you?
Yeah.
It'll help.
And don't call
It'll
her huge.
It'll help her. It'll help us.
Yeah, because we don't know who she is, are you? You didn't give us your name either. Yeah.
Generally speaking, if you want to give a request,
you got to give us the details.
Tell us who it's for.
Now all we know is there's a huge woman looking to have a good Christmas.
Mm.
That's all we know at the moment.
People have taken this kind of, what do you call that thing now that everybody's, not privacy thing. What's that yoke
now? GDPR.
Yeah. People have taken all that stuff way too seriously.
Caused Santa a lot of problems, that did.
Now they're giving us requests and they don't want to give us any. I'm certainly not telling you my name.
Oh, that was a huge thing for Santa this year. Where does little Benny live now? Did he move house?
I'm sorry, I can't tell you that.
Sorry, Santa.
He'll have to sign an acceptance form.
He had to get that little elf, that little head scale elf, to hack the system, so he did.
Right, let's get stuck into some birthdays. A few biggies in here. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt
is celebrating his birthday today.
Mr. What's his name? What was there ever? There was never really a name for him. He started all that double barrel nonsense with the missus, though, the Brangelina stuff and all. Yeah. That all started with him, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it did.
Was there anybody before him? But anyway,
the
yeah.
Brangelinas and all that. That is such a nonsense thing. Imagine doing that to a normal couples. Imagine. Yeah. Oh, here's Anki. What? Yeah, Angela and Keith. Anki, we call them. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's such a...
Mind you, Brad Pitt's another one of those lads who... He started out, everybody just thought he was a pretty boy, you know. They put him on the big screen.
Oh, he's a great actor.
But he is a good actor.
When he was doing...
I like him.
Playing the Irish Traveller in Snatch.
Yeah.
That for me, that was like the turning point. I was there. This lad can... And then he came out with that movie. Oh, Jesus. So disappointing. He came out straight after. 7 hours in the cinema or something it was called. Seven years in Tibet.
Oh yeah, I never saw that.
7 hours in the seat.
He's good in the Oceans movies.
Jeepers.
I love those Oceans movies, you know, with him and Clooney and all
them. I've never seen any of them.
Oh, I think they're great. Remakes, but brilliant. I love them.
Is it not just a bunch of celebrities sort of winking at each other?
No, they're actually good movies.
Telling each other they're really cool.
They're actually good movies because the original movies were good movies, you know.
Yeah.
And in fairness, the remakes on those, I know we're not normally fans of remakes,
no.
But I think they're good.
Yeah, you'll never be as good as the originals because you knew they were all drunk. Do you know what I mean? You're looking at it going, they're not even acting. They think this is real. Was I going to say, Brad Pitt maybe is. He's probably gone 50 now.
Ah, he is.
53.
56.
He is not.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he is not 56.
What has the world come to when Brad Pitt's 56?
Brad Pitt is 4 years from a bus pass.
There you go.
Don't know what's going on in the world.
I don't know whether that's very good for him or very bad for us. Jeez, he looks like that at 56.
I still get a gaff. I turned down again. How many has he got?
Jeepers. Anyway, right, here's one, and this will make you feel a bit better because you know you'd hold your own against this guy, albeit only just Keith Richards.
Oh my God, yeah.
Of the Rolling.
He turned in from young lunatic rock star into little old lady.
Is Keith Richards the guy that Johnny Depp based Captain Jack Sparrow on? Is that him?
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
He's
a little old lady now. You see that thing going around of him and Steven Tyler? Is it the picture of the two of them?
Yeah, yeah.
And the caption underneath this, have you seen my mum? Her and her friend went missing from bingo and were worried sick. And I've never seen anything so accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keith Richards, yeah, but still, in fairness, they're still doing it.
I'd say so. Oh, God. Is there an autobiography of him out?
I don't know.
Can you only imagine what he squeezed into his life?
I just want to see a Rolling Stones anthology or something, like a series, like 52 episodes on the Rolling Stones and how they got on and what the madness they got up to was. They'd all be in jail.
It'd take all 76 of his years to tell you the story.
No, what a mad life. And they're still doing it.
Brilliantly.
And how he stayed the way he did and the drummer turned into Keith from the credit union.
Yeah.
I never understand how they live such different lives. Anyway, I've got to say he's like 74.
76.
Ah, okay.
76. Right. Another legend of the film game, but the other side of the camera, Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg. Oh, my God. Boy, what a childhood
man,
legend for me.
I was just going to say, that man has done everybody a huge service.
Oh, he built our childhood.
I mean, what movies?
He's from a time when, in fairness, right, kids now, they're not really kids. They're these sort of pets that you keep.
Yeah.
You know they are. They're not like real kids. They're pets. You know, they're not allowed out and you have to take them for walks and play dates and all.
Yeah.
Remember when we were young, you'd watch E.T. or you'd watch The Goonies or you'd watch these things. Then you'd get in your bike and just go away for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Or go away for until the streetlights came on.
You'd get on your bike and try and recreate the flying scene off
the
top of a shed somewhere.
Yeah.
And you'd end up in a heap. And what are you doing? I was doing E.T.
And you're going out doing your sleep all day, going out like you'd watch The Goonies and you'd proper go out into, I don't know, you'd spend the whole day on a dump on your own.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Looking for treasure and stuff.
Yeah.
There's no kids anymore, just weird little miniature pet humans.
Sorry, somebody just texted, and I didn't even realise this. This is Deirdre in Cork, right?
Yeah.
Just texted say that, you know, we were doing the Keith Richards birthday.
Yeah.
I actually said at one point, you'd need all 76 of his years to do a new guest 73. Oh, my God. Deirdre, that's brilliant. I didn't even notice that myself. I said you'd need all 76 of his years to tell a story. And then you guessed 73. So that makes us a pair of Egypts.
I was thinking about Steven Spielberg.
Of course you were.
Oh my God. Right, I'm going to say Spielberg is eight.
But Spielberg also made, like, when you think about it, you know the way there's all the kind of arty movies that everybody kind of, you know, celebrates. Yeah. But he made blockbusters cool.
Blockbusters, yeah.
But cool. Cool. You know what I mean? Anyway, sorry, how old is he?
82.
He's 73.
Did you say that already? You did.
No, I didn't say that already. Right, what about Christina Aguilera?
Christina Aguilera. Yeah. Oh, she was in Dublin recently. She won the war, didn't she? She won the war between her and Britney. She won the war.
Of singers, absolutely.
Oh, of careers and everything. Yeah. Between the two of them, she was the one that walked
away. She famously say, "I'm more Whitney than Britney"? In other words, I actually take me singing a bit seriously here.
Well, did she really?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's some dig, isn't it?
It is. Throwing dig, I'm more Whitney than Britney.
Yeah. I never shaved a head after a 7-hour Vegas, though. You know, you got to give...
Never been married for 55
nah,
hours.
Nah, yeah, you gotta give. If you were talking Keith Richards type lifestyles here, Britney has you handed. I'll say she's like 42.
39.
Oh, for God's sake.
39.
It's not my morning, is it?
Do you want another one or do you want to just throw your hat at it?
Go on, I'll try for one. Go on.
There is an actor, Ray Liotta. Do you know Ray Liotta? He appears in Goodfellas and.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The man with the famous laugh.
Does he have a famous laugh?
In Goodfellas, that was his thing, wasn't it? Need a big laugh.
Oh, right,
that
okay.
That was the. One thing I remember him from is Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And a famous scene.
He's been in a few movies now where, let's just say, he hasn't adhered to the Hollywood thing of, you know, keeping yourself in...
Shape.
Yeah, peak condition, let's say.
Oh, jeez, no. He's let himself... Under the collar, he's gone mad. And over the collar, he's gone plastic. Hasn't he? He's gone mad altogether.
It is that, I'm afraid, yeah.
He's gone, like, he's just there. And in fairness to him, he doesn't look bad. Well, he looks bad because of the plastic now. The plastic head never makes anyone look good. You look good for a week, and then you look like a feckin' a lizard made from Tupperware. but his body, you just think, right, he actually looks like a normal man his age.
Yeah.
But because it's Hollywood,
it's like, oh my gosh.
Jesus.
What happened there?
Yeah, do you not have an agent threatening you with a career advice? No.
That's the gas thing about it. We're all sitting there, right? Stuffing our faces with popcorn and eating chocolate covered everything and guzzling whatever, right? Bursting out of our belts going, go and see your man Liotta let himself go a bit, didn't he?
Look at Donut Liotta, I call him. And you go, you're no better. Well, at least you can see my facial expressions. Well, you don't even know if he's happy about it or not. Big plastic head on the chap.
Right, how old is he?
64.
Oh, 65.
Ah, well.
65. Not bad, not bad. Christmas classic from Bobby Helms and Jingle Bell Rock here at Classic Hits. So what year that comes from, PJ? I just told you.
You just told me, yeah. I would have had a wrong guess, but 1957, is that what you said?
1957. Oh, that was
that just goes to show again
that,
like
whatever.
I was saying, there's no, this is how repetitive Christmas gets. Imagine
that's why you
heard that
that's why you're
year.
On a winner if you get a, you know,
a Christmas song,
get a song,
a hit,
a Christmas hit. My God,
sure, I tried when Jake did and I was his sort of royalties person.
Yeah, that went well, as we established.
Yeah, well, do you know, I don't think we ever said it, how much money Jake Stevens made in total off that single.
Yeah.
Now don't forget, it was number 6 in the charts on Christmas week. So it was a flop by no means. Not quite the number 1 him nor I was expecting.
Yeah.
But we did get the grand sum total of €5 each between me and the guy who produced it, Liam.
Wow.
€5.
That's dizzy heights, all right.
So let me just say this. You know when you see charity singles for Christmas, ladies and gents? It's not exactly going to make a fortune for anyone. You'd be better
you
off just donating the
You didn't do it for charity, did you?
Well, it depends what way you look at. Not a registered charity, no.
Obviously, but your heating bill charity.
I did it for the ESB.
Right, we've gotten to the bottom of the mum who needs the shout-out. It's Nora Elliott. How are you, Nora?
How are you, Nora?
Apparently a huge listener, never misses a day. And it'll be your son, I think, his Christmas away from the family for the first time.
Elliot Jr. Just Elliot like Jr. E.T., he won't be home for Christmas.
I'll tell you something, Nora, you trained him well because he's a fierce man to get information out of.
He is indeed, yeah. He's going to the US. He's heading off to America, lad.
Yeah, we're getting it in dribs and drabs, Nora. We're getting in, any second now, he's going to give us his name. There, own, told you.
Oh,
there you go,
Elliot.
Well done. There it is, well
there
done.
There we have it.
So, finally, Nora Elliott. How are you doing? And a very happy Christmas.
And I'll tell you something
from
now.
From Owen Elliott.
I'll be here on Christmas morning, so I will. So if you're alone and you tune in, I'll be here from 8 till 11 and I'll give you a shout out, Nora. We can have a little chat, the whole lot of us. We do our little sort of Christmas morning party here live. I think we're the only radio station to go live on Christmas Day, actually.
Yeah, that's probably an extravagant claim. But yeah, let's go with that.
We are the only one, definitely. Who else to do it? Not them jokers up on Radio Telefiche. Go on over that. Who else goes live? I wouldn't think. I'd say we're the only ones, Jim. I challenge anyone else to come forward.
Yeah, I'll leave you. You can take that challenge there yourself if you like.
Take us all on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Them other stations, as if any of them would go live. This is the hardest working station in Ireland. You know by the smoke coming out of the desk.
That's it. That's exactly it. Yeah. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, by the way. Today we have loads of stuff on the way for you. Of course, another chance to get your hands on those tickets for the Bowie Festival. By the way, I keep forgetting to mention, there's an overnight stay in that as well. It's not just the tickets to the show at the Bowie Festival. There's an overnight stay in the, I think it's the Beresford Hotel. I'll double check that anyway, but that's part of it as well. You're just listening for our Bowie song that we guarantee to play before 10 o'clock. Also, of course, it's another crack at the breakfast table quiz. Mind you, we did have a good score yesterday. Somebody did up the game yesterday.
They really well and truly ramped up the score. We into 11, was it?
11.
So we were at 5, now we're at 11. So 12 or more will put you well into the lead in the breakfast table quiz. Of course, the last chance to win something in the breakfast table quiz before Christmas.
Absolutely.
Although we might come up with a little something for the couple of days. We're still working on that for you.
Also, of course, the old hit bit is still around. Still hoping that we'll give it away before Christmas arrives and that somebody gets a massive Christmas bonus. We're over 800 quid at this stage. So classichits.ie, not a bad place to start. Have a few listens to it. Check out all the previous guesses. More so than pointing you in the right direction, it'll steer you away from the wrong direction, which is almost as good.
Yeah, I was going to say better, but of course it's not better. The right direction wins the money.
Generally speaking, the right direction is a good thing. But...
yeah, I was going a full
yoga. If you can avoid the wrong direction, that's not half bad.
Very hard to do with us two around now to avoid the wrong direction.
It is, actually. And just funnily on that, just to prove the point of how little you should probably listen to us, really, Mike has decided that we're going to take on some test of...
oh, the Mensa,
mental,
the test for Mensa.
Mental acrobatics.
Yeah, because, a 10-year-old girl, you see, this has come off the back of it, that a 10-year-old girl has got the highest score ever and for the Mensa test.
Mensa, wow.
So
beat Einstein and all.
Yeah, so if a 10-year-old can do it, of course Jim and myself can do it. So we're going to sit that test this morning, by the way.
Yeah, because collectively we have the intellectual power.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't go a full 10-year-old, maybe a 6-year-old.
Excuse me, I'm a genius. Wait to see the exam. I'm a pre-genius in waiting.
Right, so that's on the way. And of course, if you want to give us a shout, whatever. Of course, Secret Santa. My God, how could I possibly forget that this is on the way after 7?
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Only a couple of days left to get yourself into the draw, of course, for the trip to Florida. So let's get straight to it. The all-important information you'll need this hour. The Secret Santa is...
well, you jumped on me there. The Secret Santa for this hour is Will Smith. So Will Smith is the name you've got to remember when you get asked. My Magic Mike, of course. I don't know if he does that anymore. He'll find you anyway. He'll put you on the air to us. So you better know it, because when you're on air, we'll ask you. And you got to have that if you want to get into the draw to go to Florida.
Yeah. And of course, if you want to play along with us, if you want to put yourself forward to get the call because you think you'll know the Secret Santa, then you get the word Santa onto a WhatsApp and get it into us right now. Let us know that you want to play. 087-188-0008. And as PJ said, when we call you, if it's you that we call, the all-important answer you need. Who is this, our Secret Santa? Will Smith.
Secret Santa.
Chris Rea driving home for Christmas. Christmas classic here at Classic Hits. 10 past 7 of this Wednesday, 18th of December. Actually, Magic Mike had a little thing going on his own social media, on his Twitter feed or whatever, about the Christmas song that, let's just say, you least enjoy.
And
that's probably
this,
the most favourable way of saying it. But.
And this is pure poison for the ears, this one. I mean,
that's your
Christmas
one, isn't
this
it?
This is my one.
His one was last Christmas.
By Wham.
Yeah.
He hates it.
And this is the one for you, is it?
This is it. I just
The driving home for Christmas.
There's not a redeeming factor about it. You must have one that you hate as well that really gets up your nose.
I will. I'll think of something. Leave it with me.
You have to think about it. Look, you see, he's a jolly little fecker altogether.
It's
really.
Because I'm trying to concentrate on the bloody show. Somebody has to.
Jolly Jim.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout at any stage. And Christmas coming. How many more Christmases will you see? Well, you may end up seeing more than you bargained for.
Well, maybe.
Because you could add to your life, PJ. You could have many more days of listening to Chris Rea driving home for Christmas.
Oh, now I don't want the extra days. Now, I might stop going to the gym altogether now. If it's
Why,
going
is
to
that the secret?
Well, no, it's actually a lot easier than that. So they're now saying they've done this sort of survey thing. Of course, it's more beneficial to men because men don't live as long as women anyway.
Yeah.
Right, so lads, we just don't have as many days in our lives. But they're saying getting off a bus one step earlier than you should get off could increase your life by up to 50 days. Do you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, it's essentially that simple because so most people are very sedentary in their lifestyles.
Yeah.
Not through any fault of their own. We just live very sedentary lifestyles. You go to work, especially nowadays, the workplace doesn't involve a lot of physical work. It's, you know, sitting
Not
on
to
a
mention,
desk, mental work.
Time going, you say going to work. The amount of people now who going to work actually just means that they go down to their from their bedroom to their sitting room and open their laptop.
That's a huge part of it too.
Yeah,
with the new
working from home.
A lot of that goes on. There's nothing we can do to help those people now. Nothing we can do. No help we can offer you.
I'll tell you what those people should do is they should sleep in a house a few doors down.
Yeah, or else run around the house. Go downstairs, put on your coat, run around the house and go back in. But they're saying that it's as simple as that. The bus stop, you know your bus stop is, get off to one earlier. Get off to one stop earlier. Obviously this is for, you know, busier towns and cities around Ireland.
Yeah.
Not like, get off of that loan and your next stop is...
I was just going to say, if you're on a bus errand or whatever, going Dublin to Galway, at the stop before yours.
I'm going Wexford. You'd be like, I'm going to Waterford. You're walking in from what?
I'm trying to extend my life.
Yeah, so it's more the commuter belt cities and towns of Ireland. But they say you do that for a lot, 44 extra minutes of walking on average to the average commuter. And those who took part now in the survey, so it's the ages between 16 and 65. That's the commuter range.
Right.
No one's going to work at 13. All year round.
No, they were the good old days.
Yeah, I know. Remember you were sent out. That was a different thing as well.
You were expected to have a job.
Certainly a summer job anyway. Yeah, at least by 14.
Oh, yeah.
I was selling programmes in Crow Park. That was the thing. Through the summer, you know. I'm like, what are you doing here? Oh, can I go? Can I have money to go and get? And then you'd go and you do your bit of thing, your bit of work.
And you'd hand money up as
well. You'd have to give it back. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You had to get you were getting tax. You get the parent tax.
Exactly.
After doing a full day's work at 13 or 14. And you're walking in a little bit for the upkeep.
Are you going to contribute to your bed and board?
Are you joking? No.
Why would I contribute to my bed and board? You throw me out in the morning at 10 o'clock. You tell me not to come back till it's dark.
Yeah, and then you get out to me when I get into trouble for setting fire to a bin or something. So, different. Like we keep saying, different. Yeah. There's no real kids anymore. Like we were saying earlier on, they're only pets now.
Pets.
House pets. That's all they are by comparison.
So the secret is get off the bus.
Get off that bus an hour, not an hour earlier, a step, or stop earlier. Now that'll increase a man's life by 50 days, a woman's life by 33 days. So essentially 5 extra weeks onto your life. Now it's all very good. It's all well and good.
Till it's lashing.
Yeah, and now, like, the way it's snotty in the face running days that we have now. Here's the question I want to ask the HSE and the people who carried out the study. What if we just do it in the nicer months? Can I settle for 25 days?
Yeah. And the other question is, do you want 50 extra days of walking?
Do I, yeah.
You know, like, of the scheme of your life, like, if you do make it to, what's our average age thing expectation-wise?
I don't know, it's in...
For a lad?
For men, it's like 82 or 3, isn't it?
Is it
and women
high?
Are, like, a little bit higher
again. Do you
need
another 50 days, really?
50, in the grand scheme of things.
In the grand scheme of 80 years, do you need 50 days?
I'm 82, say. Me feet are up. I got a dicky hip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I started thinking, it's Christmas, it's October, I'm thinking, do I really want the 50-day run into Christmas now?
Oh, yeah. And you know why me feet are at me? Because I kept getting off the bus early.
If I only had a sat in the bus.
I wouldn't have half the problems with my bad feet.
Yeah, I'd be sitting down. I should have just got a motor scooter. Enjoy the view.
Ace of Base, All That She Wants, almost 19 minutes past 7. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Big happy birthday to Isabella. Noel says it's a big birthday today.
Happy birthday, Isabella.
That qualifies as big birthdays. When you hit double figures,
double 10.
Isabella could be 10. She might be 18.
Could be 21.
Could be 21.
40. They're all the big ones. They're the big landmarks. Yeah, yeah. 50, the halfway there.
Who knows? Anyway, whichever one it is for you, Isabella, apparently it's a big big birthday. Happy birthday to you from Noel. Thanks for hanging out with us. 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. While we were having a chat there about adding days to your life, of course, you might have heard a little bit of David Bowie's Golden Years in the background. And if we play a Bowie song, well, we will definitely play a Bowie song before 10 o'clock this morning. And it is, once again today, another chance to get your name in the draw, a chance to win tickets to go along and see Holy Holy. This is at the Olympia Theatre on Saturday, 11th of January. It's part of the Dublin Bowie Festival. And it features two of his longtime collaborators, Tony Visconti, legendary producer, and his drummer, Woody Woodmansey. I'm never going to get
that one right.
I'm never going to get it.
Imagine how often
never
that
lads... Never going to get it.
I didn't know that was a Bowie song.
No, actually, now that you mention. Anyway, the other part of this that I keep forgetting to mention is not only will you get tickets for the show, but you get to stay at the Beresford Hotel in Dublin on the night of the show. So you get a nice little kind of, in the whole night out, tickets for the show and the stay at the Beresford Hotel in Dublin. All part, as I say, of the Dublin Bowie Festival that's happening in January. So basically, you just listen for the Bowie song. Simple as that. When you hear it, only when you hear it, you pop the word win onto a WhatsApp and get it into us on 087-188-0008. We guarantee to do it before 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. We have another story about a little later on as well about monkeys that are starting to play music too.
Really?
Yeah, so you never know. The next David Bowie might be a chimp.
Yeah. I know, and will he have Woody Woodmansey as his... He can have Woody Woodpecker as his drummer.
Yeah, Woody Woodmansey might fit in here. Could be a gig for him.
Right, so that's on the way. Also, of course, the hit bit still to come this hour. Worth checking out classichits.ie before we head there.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Right, the machines have taken over, I'm afraid, but still, on we go. The chance to get your name into the draw. Friday morning, PJ and myself are going to be broadcasting live from Dublin Airport, and from there, we will hopefully be making a phone call to tell somebody they're heading off to Florida, heading off to the USA for a fabulous break for the entire family. 10 days, there's car hire, there's 5 nights in Miami, 5 nights in Orlando. Amazing stuff. Could it be you?
Could it be you? Mike, who have we got on the phone at the moment, though?
Right, we are heading to the place that Jim emigrated from. That is Finglas
in
County Dublin to speak to Denise Killily.
Hello, Denise.
Hiya.
How's it going,
Denise?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, good stuff. How are you getting on with your Christmas plans? We're nearly there now.
Nearly there, yeah. I'm all done now. Feeling very organised this year.
Well done, very you. It's all boxed off now. It's feet up till Christmas,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, please God, now come Friday,
we all. Happy, it's gas, isn't it? The difference
days.
Between Denise and the person we had on yesterday. Do you remember, Denise is now feed up, ready to go, not a bother. Yesterday, are you ready? No, I'm not.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Right, Denise, well then let's see if we can get it a little better. Might we be phoning you on Friday from the airport? We need to know, of course, who this hour's Secret Santa is.
It's Will Smith.
Hey! Is it Will Smith? Yes, it is!
Well done, Denise. You're in the draw, so you know what happened. What you have to do now is just keep the fingers crossed and we give you the call on Friday.
That's brilliant. I'm so delighted. Thanks.
Good stuff. Listen, Denise, in case we don't get to talk to you, Merry Christmas to you anyway, but hopefully we'll be giving you a shout from Dublin Airport on Friday. Who knows? Well done.
And you too. Have a good one.
Cheers, later, Denise.
Secret Santa.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
Hit Bit. There you go. It is €820 this morning. Yeah, €820. Because we're all in a flap now this morning with a few bits and pieces tripping us up, aren't we? So we go to the hip. It sounds like this. Let's see if it works.
Let's see if it works. Yay! That's a start.
Now we're back at it. Now we're back at it. Right, so first on this morning is John Barry. How are you, John?
How are we keeping?
And what's the crack with you this morning? You well?
Yeah, I'm away to work. Horrible day. What can you do? Horrible morning. What can you do?
Where are you, Johnny? In Cork or Limerick or where
I'm
are you?
I'm in Limerick.
Oh, good stuff. Yes, I was horrible. It's mouldy already down there then.
And the traffic is just crazy. Like, I think I'm late.
Oh, brilliant.
You think you're late?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great day.
He doesn't sound like he's overly concerned.
I'm passing the court here. I think I might call in.
Yeah. Do you know something, John? On days like this, we're all going to be late. So who cares? As long.
Exactly.
Let's try and give you a few quid. You don't have to go in at all. What do you reckon?
Sorry?
Let's try and give you enough money that you don't have to go to work at all.
Excellent.
Well, have a go there, John. We see how we can do.
Yeah, no bother. I think the song is Smashfest.
Oh, God, I didn't hear that at all.
No, I didn't hear that. Give us that again, John.
Smashfest, Acorn and M&M.
Acorn and M&M.
Smashfest.
Acon.
I didn't know. I tell you something. What a line this is. Are you sure you're in Limerick, John? Yeah.
I can barely hear you. Yeah,
it sounds like you're on Mars.
But this is a mental morning. Now, what's he going to say, Mike? What is he right or is he wrong? Or
I'll tell you what he can do. He can smack that off his list, lads.
Yay!
And we can smack that off our list. It is wrong.
Oh, okay, sorry about that, John.
Sorry, John. Have a good one. Merry Christmas to you. Cheers. Bye bye now.
Letting John go back to a submarine in Limerick to see how he gets on. So Mary Byrne is on. Hey, Mary.
Good morning. It's Marie.
Oh, Marie. Gee, of course it is. The morning that we're in. Of course I got it wrong. Where are you this morning, Marie?
I just on my way to work here. So I'm on my way to work in Finglas.
Oh, right. All right.
More God, Finglas is getting fantastically represented on the show today. Brilliant.
Why not?
Absolutely. A proud bunch we are, Marie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which bit of Finglas are you in then? Let's just indulge ourselves a moment.
A place called Ballygall.
Ballygall, I know it well, yeah. I was up the other end now. I was in Plunkett when I was there, but anyway.
Well, sorry to interrupt you two, but we're going to try to give away some cash. What do you think it is, Marie?
Video Killed the Radio, sir.
Ah, the Buggles. What a fantastic tune.
Yeah, unfortunately, you've made an old Buggles of that. It is wrong.
Hard luck, Marie. Worth a shot, though. Listen, happy Christmas to you. Keep at it.
Love the show. Thanks a million.
You're very kind,
you.
Marie. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, so no Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star, and no, what did I call them? Acorn.
M&M's singing a Christmas song about acorns.
About chestnuts. Acorns roasting on an open fire. Anyway, right, so you can scratch that off the list. We'll add them to our list on classichits.ie. That's the place to check it out. All of the previous guesses, all of the ones that are wrong, you know to avoid. And of course, you can have a listen to the hit bit as often as you like there and play again with wee Damien Farrelly later on, you know.
That's if he makes it in. With the morning that it's in it, with all the madness that's going on, if Damien is here, 20-5, you can absolutely definitely have a go with him then.
Yeah, Christmas classic, Roy Wood and Wizard. I wish it could be Christmas every day. Here are classic hits. Your sentiment's exactly, PJ, isn't it?
Indeed. Oh, indeed. Absolutely, yeah.
12 minutes past 8 o'clock
Everything
on this Wednesday.
Everything runs so smoothly around Christmas time.
Wednesday, 18th of December. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Breakfast table quiz still to come. A score of 11 to beat at the moment. It's a decent score. There's no two ways about it, but certainly beatable. And it is the chance for you to go to, well, wherever you like, to be honest with you, any of the 6 Soho Hotel destinations. We've got a fabulous overnight stay. Full Irish breakfast and dinner included as part of that stay. So that's on the way before 9 o'clock. So that's a bit of a quiz for you. And apparently there's a bit of a quiz for us on the way because Magic Mike found a little story that has inspired him.
Right. I get ready for some humiliation this morning because a 10-year-old schoolgirl, right, called Freya Mangotra. Now, the fact that I struggle even saying her name is humiliating because this young girl, Freya Mangotra, she's from Moseley in Birmingham. She has just received the highest possible score on the Mensa IQ test that she can beat. She beat Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking. So when they did this test, they got nowhere near. I'm trying to exaggerate the story. They didn't get what she got, that's for sure, right? So Einstein's believed to have gotten an IQ of 160, same as Hawking, actually. But the proud dad, Kuldeep Kumar, said Freya's result is 162. So she beat them by 2. This is pretty amazing. So the test, it examines verbal reasoning and blah, 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 blah. means that she's the only child officially a genius in the world at the moment, officially with the title of genius.
That's incredible.
So it's the highest level you can get under the age of 18. She took it as she's 10 years old. She's the youngest stage you can take it at that you're allowed to take it at.
Right.
You know what I mean? God almighty, I feel terrible even trying to say these sentences. And she's an actual child genius.
So this story inspired Mike. He saw an opportunity for humiliation.
Yes, I did. Although I'm involved in the humiliation here because I did the test myself. But I found the test that she did, and it's an actual, genuine Mensa test.
Yeah,
right?
I see it here, the one
that she did.
Yeah, so he sent us the link here. I have it, like, Mensa, the High IQ Society. You've sent it. And you're basically going to make us sit this test now, right?
Yeah, right. So this test, right? And by the way, I've put it up on the Classic It's Facebook page if you want to have a go. Word of warning, you have to sign up. That's the only thing, right?
Right.
So if you want, I don't know, notifications from Mensa to make you feel clever over the next year, we'll do that. But anyway, so it's 18 questions, lads, right? I have sat through it. It isn't the worst thing in the world now, I have to say.
Stop that now, because you're just setting us up for failure now.
That's a very deliberate fall.
Right. Deliberate a choice of words there.
I'll tell you what I'll do, right? So you get 15 minutes to do it. So there's no way you'll take 15 minutes.
Right.
It'd be a lot less than that.
Now, don't forget, we have to do the show.
I know. But it's fine. Don't worry about it.
So we're doing in-betweeny bits.
Well, look, me and Tara did it.
Right.
And we did it in 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay? Mike, so to sign up, it asks me what my laterality is. And I don't know what that means.
It doesn't say that, does it?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right-handed, yeah. It gave me multiple choice and I didn't even know.
It says, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, right-handed, left-handed or ambidextrous, it wants to know. Yeah.
Are you sure you want to do this, Mike?
I do want to do this because I've done it, right? And Tara's done it. I tell you what I'm going to do, right?
Right.
I'm going to tell you our scores. Now, this might make you feel better.
No, don't tell us now because this will just make us feel awful.
Yeah, don't tell us now. No, I don't want to know now.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You don't even know what I...
There's a reason why we're in the enclosed room in here and you people are allowed to roam freely.
You're definitely...
outside.
You're definitely overestimating my ability. I'm not a very clever man. Okay.
Well, to be fair, you got lumbered working with us, Bear. So,
yeah, so you're...
So obviously you did something nasty in
your
life.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Right, okay, so... I've literally just started. He's cheating already.
Wait, how is it cheating? We all get the exact same amount of time to do it.
PJ, is your first question there? Is your time counting down?
It is, yeah. 14 minutes, 23 seconds left.
What's your first question?
It showed me a bunch of shapes. Now this one is, it's a question two. Which word does not belong with the others? Look, watch, listen, observe and see.
Right, okay. So there you go.
Hold on a second. Did you complete question one already while we were talking?
I did, yeah.
Are you doing this seriously now?
I did, yeah. It was a bunch of shapes and you had to pick which one doesn't belong with
the shapes. So what's the story? So I'm going to end up getting 3 minutes of the before we have to do a link again or something.
It doesn't matter. It's the same. He doesn't even understand the timing of it.
Yeah, yo, because the timing only starts when you do it, Jim.
When you start...
Right, well then get off, will you?
Oh, no, I'm afraid he's taking the mic now.
I'm not.
He's only messing. He's doing this thing where he's just going to click anything.
He never takes the mic. If there's a chance to win, he's the most competitive human being in the world,
that
for
is
God's
true.
Sake.
That is true.
He will do anything to beat you, Mike, so don't worry about that.
And whatever about you, I'd do anything to beat Jim.
Yeah, that's
well, that's easily done. That's not even a challenge.
I don't think
So that's the story then. So we'll just come back, say it, so whatever next opportunity be about 20 to 9 or so.
20 to 9 and we'll get your official Mensa results, lads.
Right, okay. And for everybody else who wants to have a bit of crack with this, it's up on the Facebook page, is it, Michael?
It is, yeah. And people are already having a go, but just as I say, you have to sign up, so if you want to do that, do that. But it's
bear that in mind, you will have to sort of sign up to it. You'll have to give an email address for them or whatever, so if you're not comfortable doing that, that's cool, but it is up there on our Facebook page if you want to check it out for yourself. And of course, naturally, it is your opportunity to rub all of our noses in it by just how intelligent you are.
I'll tell you.
Anyway, 17 minutes past,
I think I'm
going to
win this.
Have you you've already got it finished, have you?
No, you don't understand.
I'm
the
only
timing.
Asking. Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We'll have to do a quick link here because time is running out, PJ. Time
it certainly is. I think I'm just about to finish.
Right, well then you can talk.
I think I'm just about to finish. So we're doing all right here. And I guess what Jim is trying to make me do through distraction as he cheats is to tell you about the breakfast table quiz. So 12 is the score to beat in the breakfast table quiz, which means 13 or more puts you in the hot spot. 5 was the score yesterday. Quite a high score. Not quite as high as what Jim is currently trying to achieve in the... I forgot the name of it. The Mensa test. So there you go. So 087-188-0008. Give us a shout now if you want to have a go at the breakfast table quiz. Jim!
Classic Hits. The Ronettes and Sleigh Ride here at Classic Hits, a Christmas classic. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. So breakfast table quiz on the way. Also, if you fancy having a go at a quiz, the Mensa quiz, or a variation of it, Magic Mike has popped it up on our Facebook page. So if you get a chance at some stage today, you know, he did warn that it is, if you do want to take a part in it, you do have to kind of sign up to it. You have to give them an email address or whatever. So if you're not into that, that's cool. But just to let you know, it's there on our Facebook page anyway, if you want to check it out for yourself, if you want to go for the old bragging rights of showing off how super intelligent you are. Magic Mike decided it was a perfect opportunity to lavish humiliation upon PJ and myself this morning, so naturally he couldn't possibly turn his nose up to that.
Indeed.
Well, do you want to know a couple of the listeners' results?
Yeah.
Because they put them up on Facebook, right? And Darren Cullen on Facebook, he got, and bear in mind, everybody, it's out of 18 and it's 15 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
He got 17 out of 18, lads, right?
Wow.
Gillian got 15 out of 18, and then someone else got 18 out of 18.
Wow.
Shut up.
That's incredible. Yeah. I tell you something, that's crazy that people that intelligent would listen to this show.
I know, yeah.
That makes no sense.
Well, that makes even more so, it begs the question, how intelligent are the people that do the show, Mr. Jim McKay?
Oh, no.
So, I think we should start with Magic Mike because there's less of a threat.
It's his fault.
And he's between glass and it's his fault. Magic
right.
Mike, what was your result?
I'm going to make it all feel better. I got 12 out of 18 and I'm not ashamed to say
no,
that.
No, you didn't, Mike. I don't believe that. Were you messing?
Oh, did you not do that well?
What did you get then?
No, he's messing. He's downgrading his.
No, I got 12 out of 18. I did, yeah. 66%.
Well, I got 67%.
So you,
no, this is a wind-up. So this is a hidden camera thing.
What did you get, 13?
No, it says 12 out of 18, but it gives me a total that says of 67%. It says, good effort, and with a little more practice, you could achieve a high IQ score if you take the Mensa supervised IQ test.
Okay, well, clearly Mensa are a little bit skewed on their
so
percentage.
So can I just say, I beat Michael
no.
by
wow, one.
Well done.
Didn't.
I did.
What, you said 66? He got 67.
No, but I got 12 out of 18.
Yeah, so, but
he did it in more time. He did it faster, maybe.
Oh,
so I beat you. Smarty pants is not so smarty pants.
PJ, we both got 12 out of 18. Get over it now.
I beat you by a percent. Now, what did you get?
I used messing now. Is this a wind-up?
No.
I literally read you the feckin' thing. Why? What did you get?
Because I got 17 out of 18 and got 94%.
No, you didn't.
Come here, look at it.
You did not.
He did. He's a dark horse. He did. 17 out of 18. Well done, Jim. You are our mentor.
But I was about to say, I didn't
what?
Do that well. I got one wrong.
Shut up!
Ah, oh, you're that person
oh
in the class.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just saying.
He's the person in the class. Oh, I've never got... I didn't even study.
What did Tara get, by the way?
Tara got 14.
Right, okay. Very good.
Who knew that old Jim was the genius? So, I suppose all those extra years of being alive...
Yeah.
I'm giving them young.
Yeah.
Oh my God. PJ. Genius Jim.
PJ, we're the worst. I'm the worst, but I'm not taking that. We both got
you're
12 out of 18. We both got 12 out of 18.
Except you were score. You did score a percent lower.
Oh, that's mad.
I've no problem admitting that I'm stupid when it comes to that
score. I have to be honest with you. I thought 12 of 18 was a really good score. I was delighted.
Yeah, so did I.
The fact that old... What's a Jimmy Hawking over here has run away with it is unbelievable.
Jim McKinstein.
I don't know whether to be offended by the fact that you're so surprised.
I thought you were going to say, don't
I
know.
I suppose, like most geniuses, okay, you do look a bit odd. I should have seen that coming.
This is great, isn't it? This is the only environment where you could actually maybe do a bit okay for yourself and somebody will seize upon us as an opportunity to abuse you.
I can't believe it. 17 out of 18.
Look, it's only 94%. There's lots of room for improvement, PJ. Yeah, some guaranteed Irish, the script and break even here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. You know, somebody listening to us in a rainforest at the moment, PJ.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, apparently Ben and Cathy, they're normally in Balbriggan.
And where are they? The Glen of the Downs this morning.
No, they're in the Daintree Rainforest in the Silky Oaks Lodge. Apparently, I had to look it up. The Daintree Rainforest apparently is in Queensland in Australia. Cape Tribulation.
Definitely sounds more glamorous than the Glen of the Downs.
Absolutely.
Thanks for tuning into us over there. That's fantastic.
Listening to us in a rainforest, no less. Technology's wonderful, isn't it?
If they only knew what the rain was like over here. We'd be calling that a sun forest over there today.
Also, quick happy birthday to Paddy Kavanagh. He's 11 today. He's not well, though.
Hey, Paddy.
He's not well.
Oh.
He's off school, though. That's the good news.
Hey, Paddy. I'm going back to being happy about it then. Good on you, Paddy, for getting out of school on your birthday.
Anyway, it's his 11th birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Paddy Kavanagh. Mum, Dad, Brother Joe, and all importantly for you, PJ, their lurcher, who's called Vader Sue.
What a great name. What a brilliant
breakfast
name.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See kes.ie.
Right, so it's your chance to win an overnight stay at any of the So Hotel's six destinations. Full Irish breakfast and three-course dinner included. And of course, if you're looking for a last-minute gift idea, you can celebrate Christmas with a So Hotel gift voucher. It's the perfect gift for Christmas. Sohotels.ie if you want to find out more. And somebody could be heading off to Castle Oaks Hotel and Castletroy Park Hotel in Limerick, Athlone Springs Hotel in Athlone, Charleville Park Hotel in Cork, maybe Loughrea Hotel and Spa in Galway if you prefer that, or Caleshan Hotel in Portlaoise. All of the details, all you need to know on sohotels.ie.
Absolutely, but 12 is the score to beat, so we're looking for that. Oh, sorry, 11 is the score to beat, so we're looking for 12. I've been saying lucky 13. It's not that big a mountain to climb, thankfully.
Dirty Dozen will do it.
The Dirty Dozen will do it, and Peter Kennedy is in Dublin. He's going to have a go. Hey, Peter.
How are you doing, lads?
Is that a Peter Kennedy from Finglas?
That be me. Young
Jimmy. Oh, jeepers. Are you two schoolmates or what's the crack?
Say, well, no, because Peter's considerably older than me, aren't you, Peter?
Yeah, right. I remember when we both had hair, so don't start.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
What is going on with people from Finglas on this show this morning?
That was in black and white, Jimmy. That was in black and white.
That was in black and white, is right. Yeah, we've had... This is about the third person.
This is the third person from Finglas in Dublin on the show this morning.
I knew our time would come, you know. I knew our time would come.
It's a takeover, isn't it?
It is. Listen, Peter, now, don't
be giving it. I'm a Bose man as well. So, man, you're so...
That's true. He is a Bose man. Big Bose fan.
Well, then, Asher, look at this. We're going to be flying through the questions for you, sir.
He's covering all the bases, is Peter, today. Right, well, listen, you know the story then. Listen, we need at least 12. If you can get more than that, all the better. You good to go?
I'm good to go, yeah.
Right. By the way, can I just say, if your brother Mick had been doing this, that would have been, he'd have scored way higher than you, Peter, just to let you know.
That's
just
lovely. I'm meeting him. I'm going to have breakfast with him. Now he's
going to
pay for it.
Right, Peter, the best of luck. 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
What city is the seat of government of the Netherlands?
Hague.
In which novel by C.S. Lewis did the characters Aslan and Mr. Tumnus appear?
Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the address of what building?
My house.
Which children's animated TV series about trains was narrated by Ringo Starr?
Thomas the Tank Engine.
What birds can be blue, great, crested and long-tailed?
Pass.
Tits. In language, what is the English translation for the Spanish word mañana?
Good.
Tomorrow, if you were in Istanbul, what country would you be in?
Turkey.
By what acronym is the Union of European Football Associations known?
UEFA.
Complete the name of this hit soul trio, Martha Reeves and the what?
Vandellas.
In 1997, what rock band had a hit with the single The Drugs Don't Work?
The Verve.
Carrots are particularly rich in what vitamin?
C.
It's A. In tennis, what name is given to a stroke made by returning the ball before it bounces?
Volley.
Yeah, in what sport are the terms spiking, blocking and digging used?
Don't know.
Volleyball. Hydroelectric power is generated by the flow of what?
Water.
Yes, well done.
This could be a win for the Bulls.
could be
a win for the Bulls. Come on, the Bulls.
Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, you're joking. You're joking.
That's a shocker.
He was flying.
Hang on a second. Let me just call VAR in on this just in case.
Oh, that never works well for anybody.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, I'm afraid the decision stands.
Oh, God. Sorry about that, Peter. That was so close.
You were representing Finglas. You were representing the Bulls.
And you did everything right.
And you still failed.
Sometimes in life... What's that Star Trek quote? Sometimes in life you can do everything right and still not win.
It's a shocker. Listen, Pete, good talking to you, man. Have a good day.
Take care, honey.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, so there we go. It means that the Dirty Dozen will still do it tomorrow. Of course, if you can get 12 on the Breakfast Table Quiz, top of the leaderboard for you.